This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Senator Don Huffines wants to shut down an agency called Dallas County Schools. It provides bus service to several North Texas districts, including Dallas ISD. The Dallas district favors the senator's plan. Dallas Superintendent Michael Hinojosa told the State Senate Education Committee that his district, the state's second largest, provides about 60% of the business for Dallas County Schools. He's disappointed in its operations and its ballooning costs. He explained his support for Senate Bill 1122, which would dissolve the bus provider.
Our ridership has gone from approximately 51,000 in 2012 to 28,000. Cost per student has gone from 800 to 1,600 in those same years. Routes have gone from 700 to 1,000.
Senator Don Huffines calls Dallas County Schools a rogue bureaucracy that costs too much, provides too little, and has been poorly managed. The Dallas Republican says the agency also poses dangers to kids.
DCS buses are chronically late, dropping off students at school, and obviously causing students to miss their breakfast and their class time. Bus drivers received hundreds of red light tickets, putting children's lives at risk and costing taxpayers in Dallas County $80,000 in traffic fines.
Other state Senate committee members weighed in, with several supporting the Huffines plan. State Senator Royce West of Dallas, though, does not support the legislation. School districts he represents, like Lancaster and Cedar Hill, use and need DCS buses, but he welcomed the recent leadership change because he said confidence needed to be restored in Dallas County schools. Its superintendent was recently forced into early retirement. Acting Superintendent Letha Mullins defended the 2,200-person operation that serves 12 North Texas school districts.
Abolishing DCS will have a dramatic and negative impact on school children, taxpayers, and the leadership of the local school districts. We transport 76,000 students safely every day. Senate Bill 1122 will create immediate chaos for districts because DCS provides all the vehicles, operations, maintenance, and technologies for these ISDs.
Dallas School Board member Edwin Flores says his district would be better off without DCS. He calls the agency a monopoly and an unaccountable bureaucracy gone wild. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.